The time here on ABC Southeast is 17 minutes to 10. Up next, we're going to catch up and find out what our mensheds around the region have been up to.
The Kids Quiz with Peter Gers.
What's the name for a female peacock?
Female peacock?
Thursday evenings from 7.
Which football club play a game each year in China?
Poor power.
A glorious power. You go for the power, don't you, Ellie?
Oh, nah.
Peter Gers.
What do you think of Donald Trump?
Well, he's annoying.
On ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.
The Kids Quiz.
You're with Selena Green on ABC Southeast.
Well, joining me in the studio, well, this is the first time for 2020. I think I've got you in, Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Mentioned. Hello.
Good morning, Selena. Good morning, listeners. Happy New Year to everyone.
It's always
a bit late, but it's
all
Happy
right.
New Year.
It's never too late to send salutations and greetings and Happy New Years and that sort of thing. So, yeah, great to have you back in for 2020.
Yeah, looking forward to a new year.
Now, we're going to do, as we usually do when you come in, a bit of a whip around on what our mensheds have been up to. And let's start with Mount Gambier because, well, you've got a meeting.
We have. We've got our AGM this morning. As soon as I've finished here, I'll return back home and back to the shed. And the guys are sitting there waiting at the moment. They said, oh, they'll wait until I get back and give me a little bit of a break. And we're actually going to have a new president this year because Peter Halliday, our past president for the last 3 years, has decided he's not going to step forward again for re-election. So all the best for Peter. Mm. Thanks for all the support that he's done over the last couple of years. And, yeah, looking forward to the next phase of our shed.
And so you've had some projects as well on the go?
Yeah, we've just finished a project with one of these fold-out chairs. It's like a park bench, only it folds up into a chair that you can lean up against the wall in the patio or whatever. We had one of them as a request, so we've done that so far. One man's making a heap of small tables for his son's business, and we've also had a few fellas setting up the metal lathe, which we've got a new one of them down there. And we've been doing quite a few sausage sizzles of late, and out at Bunnings out the road there. And last night we had about 30 members, probably a few more than that, with their wives and so forth. And we went out to dinner for try to have that once a month.
Oh, nice. Nice little social catch-up as everyone. So that's Mount Gambier. Let's go and head along the coast. Let's start at Kingston. What have Kingston been doing to keep themselves out of trouble?
Yeah, Kingston recently had the local Bendigo Bank over at their shed taking some photographs. And I asked, why would they be taking photographs of your shed? And he said, well, they bought us some brand new shirts with the men's shed and so forth on there, so they would like a memento of that and, to try and remember it by. And so they come over and took a few photos. They've also been busy making two trolleys for the Robe Flower Shop. They use them for displays and so forth, and doing chairs and benches for outdoor seating.
Oh, fantastic. Now, sticking along the coast, Robe have been doing some collection for charities.
Yeah, Robe are supporting all the local charities over there. They're collecting the bottles from the local restaurant and businesses over there. Also supporting anything that any of the local charities want to get done over there. And having little meetings and talk about men's health and all that general stuff that goes on in the shed.
Fantastic. And our last coastal men's shed, Port Mac, and they've been making some toys and blocks by the looks of it.
Yeah, for the local library, they've been making toy blocks down there and a few other little toys as well. So the kids, when they go in there, mum goes in there to get a book or whatever, and the kids have got a few toys to play with in there. And they're back to cutting their kindling after their latest scare with their snake in the pile of wood last year.
Oh.
And so they've decided, okay, we've left it long enough, we should be safe now. And they started cutting their kindling up again. And also a bench where they're doing up for the front of the library has been stripped back and a new coat of oil applied to it. And that's all back to where it came from.
Fantastic. Now let's have a chat about Millicent, and they've got the community garden next to their shed, and they've taken that over. They've been doing a bit of work on that.
Yeah, on the 19th of January, they had a working bee up there, and with the assistance of the food security group and families and so forth up there, and they were very confident that, weren't very confident of having too many people there, but they ended up, they had a hell of a lot there and got a lot of work done with the raised beds and put new ones in and so forth, ready for planting. They also started a new herb garden there, and they had another working bee on the 2nd of February, which I haven't heard anything about.
Good to hear they got such a good turnout. Now, Panola's been making some items for the pool at Nangwari.
Yeah, this started a project they started last year, and they're still continuing with it. They've been making a few park benches so that children can sit on them, as well as adults. When you go to a park or something like that, most of the tables that are there, the kids seem to have their arms up around their heads trying to put their arms on the table and so forth. So they've decided they're going to make a few smaller ones, and that's what they've been doing up there. And finally, the plumbing's been finished on their extensions, and they've moved in, and they're hoping to have an open day coming up very shortly.
Great to hear. We've got Peter Hennis in the studio this morning from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed. We're doing a regular check-in, what our local men's sheds have been busy up to in the recent months. Let's keep heading north. Let's go to Bordertown. It looks like they've been very busy.
They have been very busy up there. They've acquired some new machinery and have been connecting each section up and so forth to get that up and running. They've also been building outdoor furniture, making a weather station out of old fence posts. I'd like to see that. It'd be rather interesting. They've also been busy they're not making enough members. They've been repairing chairs for the local bakery up there, and a tray stand, which is about 5 foot high and about with about 4-inch gaps, and what it is they make the pies up to stick in the tray and for ready for when they're baking. So they've been doing that up there, and they've also been lucky enough to be able to get us. They were looking for another forklift, and they got one given to them actually from New South Wales. And it was their local courier up there was in contact with somebody up there who wanted to get rid of one, and it was going to cost too much, but in the end he said, no, they can have it.
Oh, great to hear. Narracourt have been doing some bits and pieces.
Work-wise, the shed has been refurbishing 4 timber wheelbarrows for the Warwick homestead. So they've been up and fixed up now. They have also had their members make a Kenyan top bar beehive. Now, I don't know what that is, sounded interesting. So maybe somebody out there knows what it is. And as a result, they've got 3 more orders. So I gather it's something for native bees to get into or whatever, and people can get their honey out of it. And the shed had been getting into the outdoor furniture, making tables and benches and from recycled timber from the cattle yards. This is for a local business. So that one's another one they've been doing. And in the next 3 months, they'll be holding their the 3-monthly cluster, which is something that the men's shed get together every 3 months or so. And talk about what they're making and what they're doing and all that sort of stuff. And I've got some email addresses and so forth here. If people are interested, I'll leave them at the studio here for Selena, but they can also get in touch with the Narracourt shed up there. It'll be on the 19th of March, they want to know by, but the actual cluster will be on the 26th of March. It'll be between 10 o'clock and usually around about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The guest speakers are yet to be announced.
All right. Well, we've got all those details here, so if people want those, they can give us a call at the station. Now, having a look at Tintinarra, it looks like they've made a few changes to their opening hours.
Yeah, Tintinarra they extended their shed hours last year, and they turned out that they weren't happy with the day, so they decided they'd try another day as well. So their shed is now open on Sundays from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and on Tuesday, Thursday morning from 8:30 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon. And everybody's welcome to come along, use the tools that are in the shed, and but you must be a member of the shed to be able to use them tools.
Ben Hennis in the studio this morning. We're doing a whip around of our local men's sheds and what they've been up to. Let's have a look at Keith, and obviously a bit hot over summer and everyone's on holidays, so it looks like they've got really back into gear for the year again.
Yeah, Keith's shed up there have resumed business, and after a disruption of the December-January holidays with the hot weather and so forth, and the decision to open an extra day a week on a Tuesday was not the best for them. And so they're now changing theirs to a Thursday. So sheds have got to be innovative and keep changing different times to suit different people when it comes along. Keith's shed continues to make raised beds and the wicker garden beds, which have got the soil over the top of them, and you've got a water pool in the bottom which allows it to draw the water up underneath. And they've also had a member making art easels for the local art group. Another group have been working on the wood lay, turning up legs for various tables and chairs. Down in the metalworking section, a fella's been cutting and drilling and making up components for a cocky gates and so forth. So they've been very busy up there at Keith. Last Wednesday, they had a couple of ladies from the ambulance there, and they came in with their CPR dolls and showed them how CPR works and so forth, and also demonstrated how their new defibrillator works,
right?
Which they purchased from an AMSA grant. And if anybody wants to see some of the activities they've got up there, they've got their Facebook site for you to have a look at.
I've just noticed what they're saying. Make sure you're looking for Keith Men's Shed Inc. If you don't include the Inc. Incorporated, you'll probably end up with a men's shed in Scotland.
In Scotland, so. Yes, there is a Keith men's shed over there.
Let's go over the border quickly. And it looks like Haywood, unfortunately, one of your members over there has had to step back a bit.
Yeah, Barry Watson. He's been a stalwart for the Victorian Men's Shed Association. He's been the treasurer of the association and everything over there. He's the area person that most of people in the area go to for getting information and so forth. He's had a bit of ill health, so he's stepping back, and as a consequence, there's about 40 sheds in the local area, which includes, you know, right over to Ballarat and so forth, that haven't got a representative over there now. So he's proposing to have a meeting, get two members from each club, try and get them together on Thursday the 20th of February at the Haywood Shed, and get a lunch provided, and see if they can organise somebody to take over his job. But as for their shed themselves, they've been flat out like six lizards drinking, I was told. Not a lizard drinking, but six lizards. And they're building a 7 metre by 7 metre extension on their shed. This is a meeting room for the men and women's health forums, also a building that you know, they use when we go over and cluster meetings and all that sort of stuff. And they've been building some pigeon holes for the ambulance station to work with. I don't know what that's all about, but they're making little pigeon holes for putting things in. And a barbecue last weekend, I think it was, with the ambulance, with the Lions Club over there. And they raised money for the fire relief. And that was last weekend.
Fantastic. Our last Western Victoria club is Coleraine.
Coleraine, yes, kept busy with small items, building boxes, hospital repairs, and a few other things like that. And the other one we've got to talk about is up at Tintinara. And last week on the ABC, they were talking about Tintinara opening up their cinema. Well, the men's shed had a fair bit to do with that. They helped build a room on the back of the in the back corner of their shed up in of their cinema area. And that's to house all their equipment and so forth they have up there. They're looking at having that film nights about once a month, run by the different charities that are in town, Basically, it's mainly looked after by one group, but the charities actually run it for the night and raise some monies for themselves.
Fantastic. Well, it's great for that community to have that cinema back open, and great that the men's shed was able to help make that happen. Great to see you, Peter Hennis, and it will be great to have you back in a couple of months' time.
We'll see you in about 8 weeks' time.
Thanks so much, Peter. Peter Hennis there from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed, and Peter comes in regularly to update us what our local men's sheds have been up to. So if you're interested in becoming a member, give your local men's shed a call.